Welcome to the session. In this lesson, we're building a stepper jungle DJ intro in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way a real DJ tool should behave: clean, mixable, and full of character without giving the whole tune away too early. This kind of intro matters a lot in drum and bass, because it's not just an opening section. It's the handshake. It tells the DJ you can blend this. You can trust this. And yeah, the drop is coming, but I'm gonna tease it properly first. So the mindset here is simple. Treat the intro like a utility zone first, and a musical statement second. That means control, phrasing, and restraint. We want enough drum grid, enough bass suggestion, and enough texture to sell the identity of the tune, but not so much energy that the intro fights the record coming in before it. First thing, get yourself into arrangement view and set up a dedicated intro section at the front of the track. If your tune needs a quick mix in, 16 bars can work. If you want a longer DJ blend, go for 32 bars. I strongly recommend placing locators at bar 1 and at the drop entry, and labeling that front section something like DJ intro. That one move makes the whole project easier to read, especially when you're moving fast. Now color code immediately. Keep drums one color family, bass another, atmospheres and FX another, and any utility or reference tracks neutral. This might sound like a small workflow thing, but for DJ tool writing, it's huge. You want to be able to glance at the arrangement and instantly see where the energy lies. Let's build the drum spine first, because in stepper jungle the drums are doing a lot of the storytelling. The ideal intro usually has a combination of break energy and a steadier kick/snare anchor that gives you the movement of jungle, but also the readability of a stepper grid. If you're working with a break, you can put it into simpler in slice mode if you want to rearrange it easily. If it's already an audio loop, you can keep it as audio and warp it carefully. The goal is tight timing without killing the groove. On the drum bus, a little drum bus goes a long way. You might try drive somewhere around 5-15%, a little transient emphasis, and boom kept very restrained unless the low end is being handled somewhere else. We're not trying to crush the break. We're trying to give it shape and grit. For the break itself, use EQ8 to high pass at around 120-180 Hz if it's crowding the bass. That clears space and keeps the intro mixable. If the break feels too soft, you can bring up a few ghost hits or use subtle clip gain to make certain slices pop more. And if the break is too loose, layering a dry stepper snare on 2 and 4 can help lock the grid without destroying the jungle feel. A good advanced move here is to keep the first 8 bars a little more stripped back. Let the listener and the DJ settle into the pulse first. Then, in bars 9 through 16, introduce extra break edits and a few more hats or ghost notes. That progression makes the intro feel intentional, not random. Now let's bring in the low-end tease. This is where a lot of producers give too much away too early. In a DJ intro, the bass should be implied, not fully exposed. You want people to feel the weight coming, but not hear the entire drop voice right away. You can build this with operator, wavetable, or a resampled bass line. If the drop bass is a Reese or a Neuro-style mid-bass, pull out one element and filter it down for the intro. A simple approach is to use a mono sub pulse on selected downbeats or a filtered Reese with the top rolled off. Another strong option is a call and response bass stab every 2 or 4 bars, so the bass feels like it's speaking in short phrases rather than shouting. For the processing, EQ8 is your friend. Tame the top end so the sound stays mysterious. A little saturator can help if the bass feels too polite, maybe 2-6 dB of drive, just enough to bring out harmonics. Utility is important too. Keep anything foundational and sub-heavy at zero width. Low frequencies should stay centered. And if you want the intro to slowly reveal more over time, automate auto-filter cutoff gradually across 8 or 16 bars. A really useful split is to think in 3 bass rolls. One track for clean mono sub, one for the mid-bass movement, and one very quiet texture layer, just enough to suggest the character of the drop. That separation makes the intro much easier to control. If this is a darker roller, let the bass lean a little behind the kick for tension. If it's more jungle-leaning, make the bass syncopated and let the breaks do the heavy lifting. Either way, the bass should feel like it's building pressure, not already at full power. Next, add atmosphere and tonal color. This is where the intro starts to feel like a world, not just a loop, but keep it restrained. 1 or 2 atmosphere layers is usually enough. Think final hiss, distant rain, degraded foley, reversed cymbals, filtered pads, or a low, uneasy drone. You can process these with echo at a low wet amount, maybe 10-25% feedback depending on the source, and reverb or hybrid reverb with a short or medium decay. If the atmosphere starts muddying the drums, I pass it around 200 to 400 Hz. That's a big one. A lot of people forget that atmosphere should support the groove, not cover it up. A smart trick for darker intros is to automate a filter drone so it opens very slowly over 16 bars. That gives you tension without turning the intro into a cinematic breakdown. You want the DJ to feel the atmosphere, but still have room to mix another record on top. Now let's talk structure, because phrasing is everything in a DJ intro. Don't arrange this like a mini breakdown that reveals all its secrets too early. Think in 8-bar blocks, because that's how DJs naturally phrase things. A solid 32-bar layout could look like this. The first 8 bars are drums, atmosphere, and a very light bass hint. Bars 9 to 16 add extra break edits, maybe a snare fill, and a bit more bass movement. Bars 17 to 24 increase tension with automation and short FX throws. Bars 25 to 32 prepare the handoff into the drop with a final build or a clean stop. This is where you can use little phrase markers, a reverse crash at the end of an 8-bar block, a brief kick removal, or a short snare fill. You don't need a lot of events. One memorable theme per 8 or 16 bars is usually enough. If you add too many moments, the intro starts to feel like a breakdown montage instead of a proper mixing tool. Now for the advanced part. Automation. This is where the intro gets its movement. Instead of adding more and more clips, change the sound over time. That could mean opening an auto filter on the bass or atmosphere, throwing a bit of extra reverb onto a snare fill, increasing echo feedback on one transition hit, or gently widening the upper layers while keeping the sub locked in mono. For example, you might slowly open a bass filter from around 200 Hz up toward the low mids over 16 bars. Or you might push a snare reverb send up to 15 or 25% for one fill, then pull it back down so the next section stays dry and punchy. That contrast makes the automation feel musical instead of messy. One great darker D&B trick is to automate a formant or filter movement on a mid-bass layer every 4 bars. Keep it subtle. The listener should feel motion and pressure, not hear a synth showcase. Now we need to make sure the whole thing is actually mixable. This is the difference between a cool intro and a real DJ tool. The intro has to survive being layered with another tune, so check your mono discipline. Utility on the sub should stay at zero width. High pass your atmospheres and effects so they don't fight the low end. If the break is too spiky, use gentle compression or glue compressor on the drum bus, but don't flatten the groove, and definitely leave headroom on the master. You do not need to chase loudness in the intro section. Always audition the intro in mono. If the break suddenly feels weak or the bass disappears, that means the stereo width is too aggressive on something that should be centered. In a club environment, clarity beats drama until the right moment. A useful habit is to think of the intro as something that has to work even when another record is sitting on top of it. If your intro still reads clearly under layering, you've built something genuinely DJ ready. Let's finish with the little details that make the intro feel like a real weapon. A clean one-bar drum pickup before the drop can be very effective. A reverse cymbal or a short impact can mark the phrase turn. A tiny vinyl stop-style interruption can work if it matches the vibe. A short reverb tail on the last snare of the intro can also help the transition land with more drama. But keep those touches tasteful. The intro should support the mix, not become a mini breakdown right before the drop. If your track is about to slam into a heavy roller section, a minimal final bar with a solid kick snare pulse is often the strongest choice. If it leans more jungle, you can get a little busier with the break fill, as long as the low end stays controlled. Here's a strong teacher style check. Mute the whole project except the intro and ask yourself, does this section feel like it hosts another record? Does it give enough information without overexposing the full tune? Does it feel like a DJ can lock into it quickly and confidently? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. A quick practice challenge for you. Build a 16-bar version of this from scratch. One break loop, one clean snare or kick anchor, one mono sub teaser, one atmosphere layer, and one gradual filter automation. Then check it in mono, trim anything blurry, and audition it as if you were mixing into another D&B track. If it still feels strong, mixable, and dark, you've nailed the core idea. So remember the big picture. A stepper jungle DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 is about control, phrasing, and atmosphere. Build the drums first. Tease the bass instead of fully revealing it. Keep the low end centered and clean. Use automation to build tension. And always protect the DJ function, mixability, headroom, and a clear path into the drop. All right, let's get into the arrangement and make this intro hit.